The Tainaha Nation Council, KNC, has issued a cease and desist letter to a Saskatchewan-based business which retails in herbs, teas, and traditional medicines that has been commercially harvesting cultural medicine plants on Tainaha traditional territory. The KNC says there was no prior request to, nor permission granted for those harvesting activities, which include soil disturbance to remove the plant by its roots. Such activities not only reduce plant populations but can introduce invasive species from other territories. The plant being removed is a vital cultural medicine used by the Tainaha people since time immemorial and is crucial for the health and well-being of Tainaha communities, said Catherine Tennies, Tainaha Nation Council Chair. The effects from harvesting our ANST, guardians, observed and documented raise concerns for Tainaha elders and staff that this sensitive ethno-botanical plant may be harmed. KNC says staff have contacted the company's owner to raise those concerns, noting that they did not commit to halting harvesting activities. "We have an obligation to care for and steward our unceded territory," said Tennies. "Any resource extraction without the required consultation or consent of the Tainaha is considered culturally insensitive and disrespectful to our nation. Intensive commercial harvesting of cultural medicine plants is strictly forbidden. We have tried to resolve this with the company but, as far as we know, they are not respecting our directive as stewards of our territory." The name of the business, as well as the locations where commercial harvesting took place, were undisclosed by the KNC. The KNC says it will report any potential infractions to the local natural resource officers and their respective compliance and enforcement branches and request an investigation. Further, the KNC says staff also noted debris and waste were left around the company's trailer. "The harvesting of traditional medicinal and cultural plants for commercial purposes must be conducted with our nation's permission," Tennies said. "We respectfully request that the company and their workers cease and desist immediately. Our stewardship of natural resources within our territory must be respected. We expect Indigenous-owned businesses to be a leader in respecting our rights."